The Wildcats football team rode a strong first half to a 50-33 homecoming district win over Greenville Friday at Gerald Prim Stadium. On the KSST and Channel 18 Saturday Morning Coaches Show, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens commented on the Greenville win and the Hallsville game coming up Friday at Prim.
It was a good night offensively. It really was. I mean, we were concerned with Greenville's offensive line and defensive line, and they were good. I mean, those guys were physical, big guys there, and then they got after us pretty good. There was a lot of helmets flying off, and a lot of guys just it was a pretty chippy night all night, but it was a good fought contest, and it got a little sloppy. But overall, I mean, I think offensively, I think we're close to 600 yards, something offensively. I thought it's probably Larry's best throwing night. He was throwing with confidence, sticking some outs, and threw the deep ball pretty well, too. I mean, it was a good night for him passing. And the offensive line, as always, was very solid. And in the backfield, really a good night by Scotty Galarza. Had a great night. Hawkins did some really good things in there. You know, I'm jumping ahead of you here, but I mean, receiver-wise, C.J. Stevens and Ben Brooks had good nights outside. Yeah. They did a great job of running crisp routes, getting the ball, moving the chains. They really did some good things as well. Well, I felt like defensively, our front, we played good. I mean, really good up front. I know Dakota Stalkup, Derek Weeks, those guys had really big nights up front, were just physical up there. And again, they had their right side, their offensive line was big and strong, and that's where they were going to run, and there was no beef about it. We're coming right at you, and they did. So, but I thought they did. Tanner Ramirez had a big night at safety, too, coming up and filling. We were happy to see that with him coming up and making tackles on a strong running back. You know, so and that was that's the strength of their attack. It's their running game, their outside, their stretch and read. And they didn't run a lot of that stuff at us, and we don't know why they didn't run it, but it's kind of bringing their bread and butter with the counter and the H counter and the stretch read. But they didn't run a lot of that, but they just kept running straight outside zone at us and some power. And but anyway, our kids kind of stepped up after that first series. They kind of calmed down a little bit and got a feel for what we were doing coaching wise and kid wise, and so we figured out how to play it and really controlled their running game most of the night. Now they had some big plays on us and some things we have to work on with that, and really it just boils down to some confidence and some making a tackle on the edge, and we'll get some of that stuff fixed and straightened out this week. But they really had a good night, I felt like. And this week's big for us too, and because we need to beat Hallsville to get a leg up on those us three, potentially being the ones fighting for the small school. So it's a big game, but Coach Plunk, they're always tough.
Yeah,
I played Hallsville for a long time. You know, even when Dwayne McMeans was there as a player here, it's just been one of those games that those kids over there just kind of get after it. I mean, and when I was in Lindale, it was always tight games, always tough tight games. They're disciplined. They play hard. You know, sometimes they may be lacking the speed in some area. They make it up with their smarts and their discipline in getting it. So they always run a fundamentally sound ball every week. We've had the year we won the state championship, we beat them barely here to get in the playoffs. I mean, so it's always been a tough battle. And when you go over there, too, I mean, it's a hard one. So thank goodness we got them here this week. And but it'll be a tough one. Last night they were kind of tied up with a Mount Pleasant. That score kind of shocks me, but they've had a good year so far. And we've seen them on video just a little bit. And, again, nothing's any different. They're just smart, sound, and they're not going to beat themselves.
KSST Sports.